beginning to learn Masechta Ksuvos, known as Shas Katan. Okay. Psula nisas liyam revi. Psula, when should she get married? On Wednesdays. She get married on Wednesdays. Tais already asks why in all the Masechtas it begins usually with a hey. Hey ha isha, and over here it says just psula without ha psula. So Tais answers because isha that says in the Torah and so on. Other mafor b'kivegas says, and others say, because we would have thought if it would say hapsula that it's limited to a naira, to a 12-year-old girl. What about a girl who's over 12 and a half? Doesn't really matter. The issues that we raise here is not really an issue. Kamashalon, no, any psula gets married on Wednesday. And almana, a widow, gets married on Yom Chamishi because that's the day there was a bracha given per revu, so a widow gets married on Thursday. So why doesn't the psula get married on Thursday as well? The Gemara will discuss. The Gemara in the Mishnah says here, she'pa'amim, sometimes on Shabbos, Bote dinim yoishvin ba'ayaris, pamayim b'shabbos, twice a week. The bote dinim sit, the Ezra Meir Takana, that they should convene in the mornings on Mondays and Thursdays, the yema shein chamishi, and therefore we want you to get married only the day before. She'im hoyo leitain psulim, if he realizes that his wife is not a psula like she meant to be, then there's have a suspicion that maybe she committed an avera while they were engaged. And if they committed an avera while they were engaged, she was mezana, and she's usher to him. And we don't want him, if they were married for a couple of days, he might have misgivings or feel bad going to the bezin, and he'll keep it to himself. And we don't want him yet to have feelings and keep these things to himself. Hayamashkim lebezin, we want him to, the following morning to go to bezin. So the obvious question is, why don't we then get them married on Sundays? And we'll soon see. Rashi. Psula nisas yom revi, takon zachomi, takon zachomi, shetinos yom revi on Wednesday, b'shabbat, before I'm going to explain. Shepamayim b'Shabbos is apsula koy. We're not explaining almana. Almana actually gets married on Thursday. It's Mondays and Thursday. But talking about apsula. Sheni chamishi achas me'eset takana shetikin ezra. One of the ten takanas ezra is masakim bo bekamim peri merubim mefarish lekul. Explains there what the ten were. Ulekach tiknu, and the reason is that they made a takana. Shetinase b'levi on Wednesday get married. Im hoyu loy tainas psulim. In case he does have any tainas that he didn't find by her apsula, she wasn't a psula at all. Then Yashkim lebezdin, then he should get up in the bezdin the following morning. But oikasala, while he's still angry. The im yeshahu's been time, but if, let's say, he gets married on Tuesday, so that 2 days they're living together before the bezdin, yeshlach is very concerned. Shema yispayis with his karadaiti. Maybe he'll calm down. Vikayimena, he'll live with her when he really is also to live together if she was voluntarily mezana sometime between their engagement. Shema he's in tzatachtav. Maybe she's mezana while they were engaged. Nesalav, and they're forbidden to each other. Kidiyafinim levinistra vihinitma. Now, the question is, Sachakel is only a Sfek Sveika. First of all, Safik, if she was Mazana at all. Who said she was Mazana? And if she was Mazana, let's say, sorry, Safik Mazana was before they got engaged or after they got engaged? If she was Mazana before they got engaged, there's no problem. Even after they got engaged, how do you know it was voluntary? Maybe she was raped and she didn't want to tell you, didn't want to, whatever, didn't want you to feel uncomfortable. So it's like a Sfek Sveika. So what's the problem here? So Tesis therefore answers the problem here is, what about if it's a bas koyin? What about Aisha's koyin? If he's a koyin, then even if she was raped, she is still forbidden to the koyin. So there's only one suffix. And the same thing is if she was a ketana. By ketana, we'll learn later on, pitu ketana oinesu, that there's no such thing as statutory rape. There's no such thing as she volunteered when she's a ketana. What does she know? So those two cases, there's only one suffix. So it's a suffix deraisa that you have to say. No, but what about the rest of the cases, the majority cases? So loy plug. So Tesis makes an unbelievable chiddush that here we learn that a loy plug goes from a roiv to a miyut. The miyut cases tell you to do something, and we're going to schlep the majority with it. Since in these two isolated cases of a ketana getting married or of a eishes koyin, there's a single suffix. So all Yiddish women, even though there's only a svek sveika, we're going to schlep them along. Okay, this is the famous Tesis that Mashal brings as a chiddush that a roiv follows a miyut. Rashi clearly argues. Yes, and then you have to work it out. What's going on here? But Tesis just says clearly here that you say Reif Almit. But look, Rashi clearly disagreed. Rashi says here, what are we worried? As Tesis disagrees with Rashi. But Rashi says, Umetoich Shiyavi Lebezin. Not that we're going to believe you because it's a sex faker. But what's going to happen is, Yizbarer Hadovar Kishiyetze HaKoil. As soon as people like to gossip, as soon as they hear this rumor that maybe she was Mazana, people will talk. And Shema Yavoy Eidim. So it's not your testimony that's doing anything. Your testimony is worthless because it's a svek sveike. So what? Okay, so she's a pesach psula sase. And therefore, but maybe as a result of this, Eidim will come in and then we'll ascertain what happened. Ugmar Aparv knows we are chashav. Ugmar will ask Mary on Sunday. Okay, so that's a machleis asher. No, the asher don't like tesis because you don't find a roi follows him yet. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda Shmuel, says Rav Yosef, the name of Rav Yehuda's Rebbe, name of Shmuel, Mipnei Ma'amru, why do we say Besula Nisas Liyem Ravi? Why do we say that a Besula gets married on Wednesday? And we'll soon see the question is, and why not Sunday? Lefisha Shaninu, because we learned in another Mishnah, it says, what happens in those days, they used to get engaged for 12 months. During that time, they would get ready. And during that time, he's not chayiv to feed for her, or to feed her, or provide for her, or give her truma, because she'll bring it home. What about the 12 months expire? And for whatever reason, he didn't marry her. He didn't live up to his responsibility. The chiv kicks in that he needs to start feeding her, providing for her, and giving her trum and so on. He gives man v'loy nisu. The time came, v'loy nisu. And they didn't get married. Oichleis mishaloi. Now he has to provide for her. And v'oichleis betruma. And she's able to eat truma ready. Yochol. I would have thought. He gives man be'echa v'shabot. What about the 12 months expire on a Sunday? But you can't get married on a Sunday. You hey Milo Mazaina, but you can't get married because the Chum say wait till Wednesday. So, but the 12 months expire on Sunday. Should he start providing for her from Sunday to Wednesday? Why don't you get married today? Let's punish you and make you stop taking care of her. But he says, what do you want from me? I can't get married. The Chum don't allow me to until Wednesday. So what happens? I would have thought Sunday comes up, you should be responsible. The Kach Sheninu, therefore we say, Psul Nisad Navi, that no, your responsibility kicks in only from when you're able to get married, which is Wednesday. Not after 12 months. It's only the bond after 12 months, you don't say that anymore. And with this, we want to remind him that, you know, get married. It's going to start costing you. So we're trying to bring an eye from here, you see? Sundays, you don't get married. You have to wait till Wednesday. How does that answer the question? It doesn't answer at all. We'll soon see. Rashi. The feature should look how much the moral ass. He's my Nisu. The common pig of Bitanan. We learn Nisu, so she's a chayyus 12 months, Vishatova Habal, from when the moment the husband proposed. He's it all in a suyin, Lifarnis, Atsum, Betachshitin. And the whole idea is that they should prepare themselves for the marriage and prepare clothing and all that. The Farnes Kandir Balaz. Lamonish Lashi, Amani give 30 days. I'm not sure what Kandir Balaz means. He gives man zevelin yisul chupes will get married. The kamavashu ikav about the husband's one prevented it from happening. Oichlis mishloi shabal chayim mezayz ishtoy mitakonas bezni has to provide for her. Kila kam peyvin aida. The oichlis betruma im koyin he's a koyin. Vibat yisrael shakoyin machlis ishtoy truma. Ma toida he can start giving a truma from when he began engaged. Kili yali imiv koyin yikin nefesh. The kach sheninu b'sulin nisas lohaydiya to teach you shetakon chacham ma'akvosay milichnei to tell you that the chacham prevented from getting married on Sunday, but ain't akav azushloi. It's not his fault. Says Rabbi Yosef, I don't understand. Mori da Avram, it's an expression. The master of Avram. In other words, what's going on here? Toli Tanya b'loy Tanya. Toli Tanya b'loy Tanya. Our Mishnah gives some kind of a reason why Wednesdays didn't go to Bezin, and you bring a source, why not Sunday, from another Mishnah, but gives no reasons. Just says Wednesday, not Sunday. It doesn't give any reasons in the Mishnah in Alpha P. So what kind of answer are you giving here? Toli Tanya b'loy Tanya. So right now the Gemara on the Surah Yisrael is saying here is you're taking our Mishnah, which is clear, and you're toiling it on another place, which is not clear. Freddy Gemara, Hai Tanya v'Hai Loi Tanya, both are Mishnahs. Hot Tanya v'Hot Tanya, both learned in the Mishnah. But my question was, Toli Tanya de Mefadish time. Our Mishnah explains the reason why Wednesday is because Thursday is a Bezdin. But the Tanya de Loi Mefadish time, and then you latch it onto some Mishnah that gives no reason whatsoever. We're trying to understand what's going on here, and you just quote me another Mishnah that says the same thing. And therefore, how does that add to our discussion here? Rashi. Mori Avram, Tom al Divir Abba, he wondered, Mori Avram, Master of Avram, Maze, how you lo Shmuel Leim McCain? What did Shmuel say? Now, this is interesting what Rashi says. But Oich, Chola Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was sick. Not that he was asking his Rebbe, what in the world are you saying? But Rabbi Yosef was sick. Vishachach Talmudai, and he forgot his own learning. The Toye al Dvorav Adishayim. And he sometimes himself wondered on his own things that he said, what am I saying? What am I saying? So he wasn't asking directly his Rebbe, what are you saying? But what am I saying?
How many times in Shastas?
They keep on embarrassing him.
Forgot his memory.
To show you, Rabbi Yosef didn't give up. No matter how many stumbling blocks he had, he's every second page of Rabbi Yosef. After Bai Varova, Rabbi Yosef is the most common. We're soon going to have it, and we have it so many Masechtas. The Gemara reminds us. Yeah, true. Rashi, Gemara. Rashi, Toli Tam Latanya, Toli Tam Mishnah, Shunui Mishnah, Shunui Mishnah, Mishnah doesn't say the reason. Wake up the bezin. The gears man, and the time came. Ain't shum time of footage, but there's no reason they're laying up in a ma. Ima gears man, but in my lamazinus. Says the Gemara, Eliyit Manachim. This is a discussion. You thought that the original question was, why is it you should get married on Wednesdays? Al Mishnah clearly says why. Well, the question is, why not Sundays? What is the reason that Wednesdays? In case he has any tiny that there was no psulim, he can go to Bezin. My question is, why not on Sundays? Why don't you get married on Sundays? The Gemara could have answered here, when we're learning about the Zohar, that you're not allowed to make any simchas b'yom Edom. You know, like, therefore, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam paskens, you're not allowed to have anything on Sundays. You don't have any Jewish festivities.
Sunday wasn't such a big thing
in the times of the Mishnah, when Romans, when the Christians. In the Rebbe's times it was. Definitely was.
I mean, Rebbe's time. It existed, but it was tiny. It wasn't a big
thing. Rome became Christians in the year 300, which is 300. The Sunday was started by Shaul ben Tarsus, by Paul. What's the reason? So we answer, you know why? Shoktu chachamim, the chachamim were very diligent at takonis b'nei Yisrael, and very concerned about takonis to support Yiddish girls. She ate toreach besuda shleisha yamim. We want you to prepare for a chasna. We don't want herring and pickles. We want a chasna that you prepare. It takes 3 days to prepare. Echad b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, v'Shlishi b'Shabbos, 3 days. And on Wednesday, you get married. Now, since you cannot have a wedding on Sunday, because you have 3 days. Shabbos, everything will get ruined. You don't have 3 days. And therefore, we get married on Wednesday. Machlekes achreinim, if really it's only 2 days, and then you have no breida, then it's 3 days, and then it's big enough for min halach as well. Whatever it is, we want you to harve. And this thing helps later the Bnei Yisrael, because we have a rule. Chazaka ein adam tereg besudasa umafsik suvas. He's not going to make up stories about her. If he worked so hard and time and money to make a big chasna, he's not going to just throw it out at a whim. If he says something, we believe him because of this chazaka. So this also helps her, because he takes his marriage more seriously. Sorry? We'll see the Gemara later who paid it. Hey, yeah. You'll see later who pays the chasson the kal. Rashi. With Rosh Hashanah, cool. Rabbi Yisrael, he explained. If Ashen didn't talk to him, because the Kohen Zulu Mu'ukim, the Lich Hashanah, why we prevented marrying on Sunday? Because we learned. Says more right. Now that we've introduced a new idea, that the Chachamim want Wednesdays because of these 3 days, and we brought this other Mishnah of Alpha P, where it says clearly, where we held the chassan back from getting married, it's not his fault. We're not going to penalize him to start providing for his wife. So where it's not his fault. So what about in the following case? Now that we learned Shok to Waisa, we were diligent. Shoshaninu, we learned Higiyas Mavle Nisu Oichlas Mishalai the Oichlas Betruma Higiyas Mavle. If it came on a Sunday, it's not his fault. Matoy Sheinu Yochel Lichnis. No, it's not his fault. It's an Oinis. We're not going to penalize him. It's as if nothing happened. It's as if the 12 months didn't expire. Leficha, therefore, cholahu. So this version of the Gemara, he's staying a fact. If the 12 months expire, and the only reason why he didn't get married is he got the flu. Can't get married. So it's not his fault. Or even better, cholsehi. She got sick. It's totally not his fault. Oishe pirsa nida. Can't live with her that night because she's a nida. Not his fault. Ain't a mile of mazainus. We're not going to penalize him. In other words, we just like we say that if it falls out on a Sunday, it's not your fault. We don't let you get married. So any other circumstance, which is an oinus, is not considered as if you did something wrong, as if it happened, and therefore we wait till the oinus is over. Okay, that's the next blot of Gemara. Rashi leficha Rabbi Yisrael Messiah, which means now he's concluding his own. Misvore his own svar of Amma leficha choyer since v'lamadnu we learn. Shama ukim machmas oinus ain't a chay lezoina. If somebody is held back because of an oinus, he doesn't feed her. Cholahu, yeah, says the Gemara. That's one version. So Rabbi Yisrael is stating a fact. The Ika, other have another version. The boyla meboyev is actually a question. What happens? Cholahu mahu. What happens if he became sick at the end of 12 months? Does he have to provide him? Does he not?
When you go,
no,
when
you have a year, 12 months after, if you don't get married, you still have to give.
Right, so I'm saying it's my question.
Because why do you have to? Because I'm penalizing you, you should have got married. We're giving you 12 months maximum to prepare for the wedding. Any other time, it's irresponsible.
Doesn't stop the wedding on the element. Stops on one
element. Yeah, but it's like, why does he have to give his own? Because you have benefit from it, but I have no benefit from it. So. And we'll, and actually we'll see in Kedushin of hey, whether b'chal you can get married if there's a chuppas nida. You know the machlek is a shayim. You can have a chuppas nida. Says the Gemara, ha some time of my. What's the shayla here? Over there, the reason why you don't have to provide for her mushroom the honest. We're not letting you. It's not your fault. 12 months go by and you want to get married, but you can't. It's a Sunday. Nu hachinami honest. I can argue. Here's oh, it's not your fault. You're sick. So therefore, we shouldn't have to provide. Or perhaps, some onis betakanta. There, the onis is not your onis. The chachamim tie your hands. They don't let you get married. What should you do? Here, it's your onis. Maybe if it's your personal onis, too bad. It's your bad luck, your tough luck. Over there, the chacham don't intervene and don't let you get married on a Sunday. But if you got sick, it's your bad luck. So maybe the din should be that you should get married, that you should have to stop providing. That's a shayla. And the imtim tzolem, if you can tell me, cholohu milam zaynis tak, it's your own bad luck. You're the one who got sick, so you have to provide for her. Chol sahi mahu. What about if she's the one who got sick? So this mamish totally out of your hands. Do we then maybe have more rachmanis and say, hey, you don't have to pay it? What's a shayla? Motzi, on the one hand, you can say to her, ano, hokaim, I'm here standing and ready. I'm ready to get married. Or maybe she can say to him, Nistachva sadeyu, your field got flooded. Once you bought a field, even though you didn't take ownership yet, once you paid for it, and then there's a massive flood and the field got ruined, I say to you, Nistachva sadeyu, too bad. A woman is a property of a man, he acquires her, and therefore she says, Fafal, it's not my fault, if I was sick, it's your bad luck. You have to start taking care of me now. 12 months went by. The im tim tzolayim, it's a valid taina. Omrele, she could say, Nistachva sadeyu, your field got flooded. Pirsanidamau. What about if she became a nida? What's like this with Rashi? Ha, ka'im lahan hinim zo, I'm ready. Nistach vasadei olosh and motos seichiv, the rain flooded. Nistach vasadcha claim and mazal chagam, your bad luck. Ki mahayim anim utelos olecha lozen. Today kicks in these responsibilities. I'm sick, too bad. What about nida? Is a nida also something where you can say to the husband, bad luck? A nida is something that comes every month before she met this guy. She became a nida. So this has nothing to do with him. So maybe in this case, you can't say too bad, and too bad, and you have to start feeding me, or maybe not. Mao says the like Bishaz Vesta is a regular period, there's no question. The Lame Matsya Amr, she can't say Nistach Vasadeyu, it's your bad mazel. Every month this happens. Before you even met this guy, this is you, this is a woman. Why should the, you can't say to the husband, your bad luck. Women bad luck. This is her chazaka, that every time, this day of the month, that's when she sees. Ki teboilach, the question is Shaloi Bashaz Vesta. In those days, women, most women saw in a regular period, fixed time. Shaloi Bashaz Vesta was highly irregular, hardly common. So the Shailis, where she saw her need of Shaloi Bashaz Vesta, can she say to him, it's your bad luck, Mazal Chagoydim, Yistach Vasadeu, and then we have to feed me. My Kiv and the Loi Bashaz Vesta, we do, we say because it's a regular period, Havi Matzem, she can say, Yistach Vasadeu, your bad luck, Oidilma. Kivon the ikonoshi the kamishanya vestayu. There are other women. She's not the only one that they do have irregular periods. Is kishaz vesta dummy? It's just like that's her period. That's, you know, it's common for women from time to time to go to change. So yeah. So therefore, for, this is you. Nothing to do with him. It's quite common, and therefore you can't have tainus to your husband. What's the din? So in the first version, he clearly said any oinus your potter. In this version, we're having a question. If it's personal oinus, her oinus, his oinus, what happens? Poshid Rabbi Choy resolved it. He giyaz man. It says, we learned before, in the, it says in the Mishnah, the time of 12 months came, v'loy nisu. It says, v'loy nisu. V'loy nisu is not v'loy. Loy nosu means he didn't marry her. V'loy nisu means they did not get married. No, it was the problem not necessarily his. If it would have said v'loy nosu, he didn't marry, means he's holding back. Okay. By saying v'loy nisu means they didn't get married, could be her fault, could be his fault. And yet it says, he has to, after 12 months, he has to feed. Oichle is mishalei, va oichle is betrum. Loi nosu, like trying to say, he didn't marry, el loi nisu, they didn't get married. Hey, what are you talking about? Idikam ma'akvan inhi, if she's the one holding back, I don't want to get married, doesn't make sense. Then my oichle is mishalei, why in the world should he have to stop providing for her? If it's tam nevel, she doesn't want to get married. Nisu means either him or her. Now it says her. Okay, she decided, I don't want to get married, I'm not ready. So why should he stop paying? El alav, the istis. Must have been an oinus. The reason, tak, it's her fault, but it's an oinus. She got sick. Ki hai gavna, like we said before, or even maybe a vesta, shalei b'shaz vesta, uktani, and we learned, oichleiz mishalei v'oichleiz b'truma. What do we see? It says here that he has to feed. So we see clearly that an oinus he has to feed. Not like the first version of Yisrael that says that any oinus comes at 12 months, just like a Sunday. You don't have to feed. So same thing, any other oinus, according to this version, maybe any other einus by saying v'loy nisu, even an einus comes 12 months, you have to pay. The chum is different. The chum is holding you back. Now, what's interesting here is Poshet Rabbi Choy, first of Rashi, Poshet Rabbi Choy, Hach Boyim Maslisin from the Mishnah of Liktoni, says, Loi Nisu, Veloi Toni Loi Nosu, the Lishtama Shabai Lamakim. To tell you that the husband, if it's a Loi Nosu, means the husband Makiv, saying Loi Nisu, the both Makiv. El Loi Nisu, Hain Lebailim Tolo Ha'akova Benoshim. They didn't get married to the Bailim, that who held back? She held back. Look at Taisa Pasha B'chayik. This is an important Taisa. This is just one of the ways to demolish Bar Ilan's theory. Bar Ilan goes around saying that most, because they came in, they said it here, that most of the Gemara is not written by Amoraim, written by later generations, and etc., etc. I'm going through the whole shit. Look at this Taisa. Pasha B'chayik says Taisa, Loi kimoi shepidish Rajbam. Not like the Rajbam wants to learn, the Hainu Rabbi Choy Goyin Sha'asa Shultas. That here, smack in the middle of the Gemara, you have a Goyin, not Parashas, not an Amoida. So the Rajbam learns that this Poshe Rabbi Choy was not written by Amoroim, it was written by Rabbi Choy Shultas, who was one of the Goyinim. And we're not even sure if it lived in the beginning of the Goyin period, the middle, or the end. Now, what led the Rajbam to learn this way? Because it says Poshet Rabbi Choy, which is not the normal way for a Gemara. You don't have such an expression, Poshet. You have Olam Rabashi or whatever it is. Elam Rabashi. You don't have Poshet. It's a Raya. Now what? It's not an Amoide. It's somebody else speaking. So what does Tay say? Even those who claim that there are certain things in the Gemara, not from the Gemara, there has to be a clue that it's different than the normal text of the Gemara to tell us that this is not from Amoroim. Everything else is definitely from Amoroim. But then Taisus will slug this up as well. Says Taisus, the Hainab Choy Goyin Shasa Shilta Vahoye Besoif Kol Amoroim, the end, and it's the beginning of the Goyin, Lekach Mishanu Lashoyne B'chol HaShas. This Rabbi Choy is found in Shas a couple of times, and every time that Rabbi Choy is referring to Rabbi Choy Goyin, it uses a preface that is not the normal standard text of the Gemara. Porich Rabbi Choy, Poshid Rabbi Choy, but here it can't be. Sharikan Rav Ashi Oyin Al Dvorov. Then we'll soon see Rav Ashi slugs him up. Rav Ashi was the last Amoroim. And he was in the Goyinim. Elo Eimer Rabbeinu Tam, Shehu Amoida. Rabbi Choy also was an Amoida. And all over Shas, you see Rabbi Choy is an Amoida. Ay, how can we find these strange Lashonas, Parich and Poshet and all that? The Chol Amoida Hayotayf is Lashona. Every Amoida used to have their own style of saying things. K'may Megadid Bar Rabavu. Rabavu used to be upset. He'd say, he used to give, you know, he used to curse out. Or Tehi Bar Rabbeinu was amazed. Or Layit Alabai, he's a curse. This is their expression. And Rabbi Choy, that was his expression, but he was definitely an Amoida. Okay, anyway, back to the Gemara. Comes along, Rav Ashi says, no Raya. Omer Rav Ashi, you want to bring a Raya. That when it comes to an Oynis, if it's not the Chacham holding back, but Stam an Oynis, that was that he has to pay, even if it's her fault, an Oynis. He has to stop paying. Omer Rav Ashi, no. Le'elim e'mala kol Oynse lo'yachla. Not just a Sunday, but any other Oynis is not his fault. An Oynis, you don't have to pay. Like the first version of Rabbi Yosef, Oynis, you don't have to pay. It's like it didn't happen. The 12 months didn't expire. And is talking about over here, the reason why you have to pay is because he held back. And I, it says, Loi Nisu should say, according to that, should say, Loi Nosu. He refused to marry her, therefore he has to pay. Uvedinu, the boy, the Mr. Loi Nosu. But I did the ton of Reisha, but did he, Toynami Seifa, but did he. Because in the beginning we spoke about her, so in the end also we spoke about her, the beginning of that Mishnah, we talk about her, what she does, so in the end also we talk about her, Nisu. But really, this din is Nosu. Taisa says, how in the world would we know in the Gemara whether the word is Nisu and Nosu? They're both written the same way. How do we know what the Bchalim know what's going on? It's not the Taisha B'Ksav, you have a Meseda and all that. So Taisa says, yes, there was a Meseda. Taisa says, a Kabbalah Yekach Likrish Lay Nisu. It had some kind of a Kabbalah. The Gemara could have just answered, could have just as well been Lay Nosu. Sorry? Who put the Yud in? Everything's by heart. The Kabbalah say is a Meseda, that this is how it was read. Okay, back to the Gemara. Now that we concluded Rav Ashi and Rav Yosef in the first Tikkadamri, that an Oynis as if it didn't happen. So now we have a Shakla, a very interesting Shakla, Talia, Rei Lam Shesug, Yomar Rav, says Rav. If I make a Tanai by a get, if I don't do something within 12 months, this get is a valid get. And then part of the reason why I didn't do it is because of an Oynis. I really wanted to do it, but I couldn't. Something happened. It's not my, totally out of my control. So you say you should know that, even though we just said a minute ago that an ayin is as if it didn't happen, so we're going to, like the 12 months expire, but an ayin is as if the 12 months didn't expire. So l'chayr, you say by tanai also, if the reason why I didn't fulfill my tanai because of an ayin is, you say as if maybe I did fulfill tonight? No. By getting doesn't work that way. You don't fulfill it tonight, I don't care why, you didn't fulfill it, the get is a valid get. Alma kasavarava ain't einis begitin. There's no tain of einis by gitin. Says Rashi, Alma kasavarava ain't einis begitin. Sorry, elini gitin ain't came four lines on top. Alafich koydash mina we teach you shai kavas einis point rashi members einis elini gitin ain't tainus einis meilus. There's no such thing as tainus einis. Im nosin get liishta amanas. If he gave a get to his wife on condition, im loy over adzman plainly again. If I don't come, let's say within 12 months, it's a valid get. Venenis, he got sick. Loy boy, he didn't show up. So what if you're an einus? It's still a valid get. The einu yochaloymer onus you see can't tie that I was an einus. But well, soon as that's the bottom of the page, Alma Kasavri holds ain't einus begitin, ain't tainus einus begitin. Come for this time, I'm going to explain why. Says Moravite, how does Rava know this that gitin is different? Says Moravite, Menole Rava, how does Rava know this? Oh, this din ilema mahadetnan. Does he know from the following Mishnah? It says, "Hareze gitter." The following is your get: im loy basi mekan va'achnei mazachayit. If I don't come within 12 months, this will be a valid get. If I don't show up, this is a good get. No, he's trying to help her out in case he dies. Chas v'shalom, that she shouldn't have to be stuck with his brother. The meis b'toshnei mazachayit. He died within 12 months. Obviously, he'll never show up. He'll never show up. Nevertheless, ain't a get. It's not a get. Why isn't it a get? It should be a get. Because when does the get become valid? After 12 months. But after 12 months, he's dead already. And a dead person can't give a divorce. Who's he divorcing? A widow. So it's not a get.
He can't give a get to my friend.
He didn't say that. You have to say ma'achshav. You have to say ma'achshav. And we'll see enough tests and tastes there that he's not a conditional get. He actually gives a get to his wife. Yes, that's why David Mel did nothing wrong. Because Hashem was divorced. Ain't a get. Mes. So we die like this. Mes who they ain't a get. Only if he died, it's not a get. Mace is an extreme case of an accident, right? If the Mishnah highlights mace as if to say, but any other kind of reason why you didn't show up, but let's say you didn't show up because you were sick, too bad. How does it get? Too bad. 12 months expired, you didn't show up. I don't care if it's not your fault, you were sick. It's a valid get. The only reason why it's not a get is because it's a mace. And it's not because of an anus. You know why it's not a get? Because ain't get lachamisa. That's why. So it's a chloride to Rava's din. Rashi mentioned again the whole Shavi Gita Ad Yuchay. He said clearly this get kicks in after 12 months. If I don't show up in 12 months, this becomes a get. In other words, when does the get become valid? After 12 months. But who makes Badechet man? He died. Who's going to divorce him after 12 months? He, but he's dead. So the problem here is you can't give a get once you're dead. The problem is not an oinus or any other accident. It does not cancel the get. If you can tell me that even if you were sick, let's say you didn't show up to a month, and because you were sick, you can tell me, look, it's not his fault, and therefore it's not like he violated tonight, and it's not a get. Shouldn't the Mishnah have said a bigger chiddush? Not only if he died, should have said that even if he lived, but he was sick. It's even though he didn't show up in 12 months, not his fault. It's not a get. But it must be a chiddush. We don't know that. Says the Gemara, what's the right? No, I can tell you chol nami get. The truth of the matter is, any oinus maybe is a good excuse, and it's not a get. So why does the Mishnah talk about mace? To teach you a second in. To teach you, first of all, an oinus is a valid excuse, and second of all, ain't get lachamisa. He guvik mashlo. Wants to teach you this new din. They ain't get lachamisa. Rashi, he guvik mashlo. Glem hide it on a mace. Lavu you could do not to me medayik tanya lemedik. What you want to medayik? How chol that is a get? I'll teach you. He guvik this itself. The ain't get lachamisa. Let's, in a normal case, a guy goes to his wife and says, in 6 months from now, I want this get to be valid after I die, because he wants to save it from a brother. Definitely it's not a get, because even though he died, but once you're dead, you can't give a get. That's what this Mishnah is trying to teach you. That din. Not do it tonight. Not do it with einus. Ain't a get, lepaitim, yep. That's the chiddushah. That's why he talks about me. Says the Gemara, back to the Gemara, can't be. Ain't get la'achamisa. You tell me the purpose of this mission is to teach you this din that you cannot give a get once you're dead. Hotonu le'reisha, this very mission in the beginning, we know that din already. Can't be that this mission is trying to teach you a din that a dead man can't give gitin. We know that from the beginning. Must be trying to tell you a din about an oinus. And the only reason why over here it's not a valid get is because he ain't get la'achamisa. But any other oinus, the fact is he didn't show up after 12 months, it would have been a valid get. What does it say in the Reisha? It says, he says to her wife, this is a valid get. If I die, this get will become a valid get after I die. not 12 months. It says clearly, after I die, this get will become get, a valid. Hareze get the mechayleze. If I die from the sickness, you will have it. This will be a valid get. Hareze get the lachamisa. Lo amaklum. In all these cases, it's not valid. Why not? Why not? He did die from all this. Why did he kept this tonight? Because he, once he's dead, he can't give it to get. So we know already this din. Rashi. Was dying. One of these ways, this is you get. He's trying to protect it from his brother. And this sickness stops. And I die from the sickness. Why not? Once he stopped being sick and he died, says the Gemara, no. I'm still arguing that maybe Einus is a valid excuse. And the purpose of this mission to teach you that dead people can give gittin. If dead people can't give gittin, you know, from the Reisha? No, there's a big chiddush. Dilma la fukim mit rabbeinu. Maybe, because there is an opinion that argues. There is an opinion that says that if you say a get after misa, it is a valid get. And we want to argue. Now, why do the rabbeinu say it's a valid get? Because we'll see in a minute the rabbeinu say, what's the whole reason why you want to give a get? To save your wife from your brother. And the only way that's a valid get is if the get kicks in before you die. It's as if you clearly made up the get should kick in before I die. So they argue that even though you use the Lashonis, it's a valid get because that was your intention, that it should be a valid get. And the only way it is if it comes into effect before he dies. So that's what happens. So our Mishnah therefore stresses, no, we disagree. See, the fact is you didn't say it. You didn't say ma'achshav. You just said stam. Therefore, the get does not kick in until after he died. And it's no good. Nothing to do with oinus. The Tanya, Rabbi Seinu, he tirul anasi, Rabbi Seinu, matir. And therefore, that's the Mishnah coming to negate that. The Amrina, we say, my Rabbi Seinu. What in the world is Rabbi Seinu? What do they say? Omar Rabbi Yudah Mishmur, Beidina. This is the same bezin, the Shor of Mishcha. But look at more Rabbi Yudah Zorah, that there was a bezin that, first of day, when they asked Pasakum, and Yayin, Nesech, and Stam Yayinim, and all that, they also asked the wine of a guy. But that Issa became too difficult. So Rebbe's grandson, oil. So Rebbe's grandson came along, and they were matred. And they became known. And the euphemism was Bezdina de Mate Mishcha. They were Mate the oil. That same Bezin, they were known as a Bezin who were very lenient or had more compassion for Am Yisrael. That same Bezin also is Mate this case here. Savri look at Rabbi Yisi. No, wait one minute. So there's one more detail in this case. The date that Rabbi Sein is talking about where you wrote today's date on the get. And you wrote today's date on the get, that it should be valid, you know, after I die, whatever it is. Because you wrote today's date on the get, why did you write today's date if you don't want to take effect today? Is obviously you do want to take effect today. If I die, then I want the get to be effective, even though I didn't say it. The Chachamim say you have to openly say, Me'achshav. Rabbi Seinu say, Zvanu Shlashtar Mechir Cholo. The fact you put a date is Mechir. So the Reish of the Mishnah is talking about a case, you put no date. Nobody argues. Ain't get Lachamisa. The Sefer, when he says, if I'm not back in 12 months, he dated the Shtar, today's date. So the Rabbi Seinu argue in this case, if he dies sometime in 12 months, Yitakim's divorce because it takes effect from the date, which is prior to that. And the Mishnah says, no, we hold that even though you wrote the date, since you didn't clearly spell out Me'achshav, it takes effect after you die and ain't get Lachamisa. But we're not discussing Oinus, so you can't bring it out here to Rav Shitta. So Rabbi Yezid Lama's managed, Lama Chicholav, Ella, Meseifa. I'll tell you where Rav knows it's in from. So Rava doesn't know his din from here, because it's not out to teach you the din of Einis, it's more out to teach you the din of Misa, if it's get Acha Misa. Elam is Sefer, the end of that very Mishnah. It says in the Sefer, Me'achshav, a man says to a woman, the get to take place now, Im Lei Basi Mekan Va'ad Yud Beis Chodesh. If I'm not back in 12 months, and the get takes effect from today. Everyone is Maida, because he said, Me'achshav, that it takes effect from today. So Machlek is later on, if what happens in that interim time, is she married, not married?
Can he live with her or not?
All that kind of cause, yeah. Now what happened was, he didn't fulfill the Tanai because he died. An accident happened, he couldn't fulfill the Tanai. How does it get? The fact is, he didn't fulfill the Tanai. An accident happened, so what does that show? That accidents are not an excuse. The fact he didn't meet the Tanai's conditions, and it's a valid get. And also it's a valid get because of Ma'achshav, because it happened before he died. Now, L'cheder, we're saying, Meiz, Vuhu, Hadin, L'chola. That we're saying Meiz, and the same thing would apply. Also, if somebody was sick. The same logic would be that an accident, let's say a guy was sick, that's why he couldn't come. 12 months, he was sick. It should what? It's not an excuse. The fact is, he didn't come in 12 months. and therefore it's a vowel. So madoch makes, which is the biggest kind of an accent, and yet we say no excuse, the fact is he didn't show up, surely a sick person that is alive, it could have maybe made the effort to come, surely it's not an excuse. So this is Rav Azraya, ain't tainas oynas begitten. Says the Gemara Vezokt, maybe mace is different than chayla, maybe chayla is a valid excuse and mace is different. Why should mace be different? Look at his intent. Because why did he give her this get when he said, and he said, if I die? Because he wanted to save her from his brother. That was his purpose. So therefore, if he wanted to save her from his brother, he wanted the get should be valid. That's what he wanted. So if he died, we're following out his intentions. The guy was sick. It's nothing to do with saving his brother. The guy said, if I'm not back in 12 months, I want you to have a get. So he wasn't thinking of dying or anything else. So therefore, we say that kind of an accent, the fact is he didn't show up in 12 months. Maybe it is a good excuse. Maybe it isn't a good excuse. Can't bring a raya from mace. Dilma mace davke leichale tipakam. He went out of his way to ensure that his wife does not end up with his brother, and therefore, even though einus generally maybe is a good excuse over here, he wanted it to be a valid get. Okay, mashenkin by chayla. Maybe chayla is a good excuse, even though he didn't show up in 12 months. It's not his fault, and it's a valid excuse. How does Rabbi Noam say ain't tainus einus begitin? Says the Gemara El Maha, the following case. It's too late to rush it out. Dahud Amaluhu, a guy said, this is what you said before Moshe, a guy said, it's his wife, Eloi Asina Mekanva Atlasin, if I'm not back in 30 days on my road trip, Lehevi Gita, I want the get to be valid. What happened was, Asa B'Seif Tlasin Yemi, Hitaki returned in 30 days, he came to the river's edge, right on the other side of the river, he can see his town, but he couldn't make it on that day. Upake Mavra, and the river, they separated him from his town. So the poil, he didn't meet the criteria conditions of his Tanai, which said that he'll be home. And he, for whatever reason, the rapids didn't allow him to cross the river. Amalu, he screamed out, Chazu da'asai, look, I'm here. So it's not my fault. I would love to come over, but the bridge broke or whatever. Amar Shmuel loishmei masya. Shmuel says he didn't show up. What does Shmuel clearly say here? So Rob is learning from Shmuel. What does Shmuel clearly say here? That there's no excuse. Ain't time to begin. Simple. Freg di gemore v'dilma oinsi l'shkir shayni. Maybe there are two kinds of oinsi. An oinis which you should have thought of. It happens, I guess, quite regularly that the river rapids or the river rises and you can't cross the bridge. So you should have thought and said, if I'm not back in 30 days, the only thing is, if it gets valid, but if the reason why I'm not back is because the river doesn't allow me to cross, that doesn't count. Should have said it. Because you didn't say it, too bad. But an oin is that you didn't imagine, you didn't think you'd get sick. People, healthy people don't think they get sick. So therefore, an oin you didn't imagine, maybe that is a valid excuse. How does Rava know that ain't time to be getting? Freddy Gimor, he loses out. But maybe it's a valid excuse. Ella, you're right. Rava has absolutely no basis for this halacha. Lavos. Rava svore de nafshe kamar. He's being machmir. You're right. Mahatoida, it's a valid get. It's a valid excuse, and there isn't, and their get is not a valid get because he would have been back. It's not his fault. It's not a get. She's still an HZish, but the Rabbanan decided to release her and say that the Tanai was fulfilled and the get is a valid get now. What basis? So we'll just finish the next few lines. Agzeda mishum tznuas and agzeda mishum prutzas. What's going on here? Tznuas are the fruma women and the prutzas are the promiscuous ones. Mishum tznuas, we worry about the fruma women. The fruma women are always machmer. Everything, they're always machmer. The I amrit, if you say, loy lehevi get, if you're going to follow the halacha which says, look, it's not his fault, and therefore it's as if he's back in town. And therefore, the get is not valid. Zimnin de loyanis, what happens sometimes? Itaka wasn't an anus. He didn't come back, he didn't show up. By not showing up means the get is a valid get, and she's now a free woman. But she is so machmeh, she doesn't know why he didn't show up, and he'll say, maybe he didn't show up because not his fault. So she will be an aguna the rest of her life. And we don't want that to happen. The Savra, she thinks the onis, ume agna, she thinks that maybe an onis happened and she will remain tied. The Yasman, she'll sit like that forever and evermore. Rashi, top of the page, inlay onis, v'havi gita, the valid get. The Savra, she thinks, they're onis, v'ain a get, v'titin lash, she doesn't want to get married. One more, two more lines.
this gets in existence, in addition to it, then
she's going to be afraid. But we're not relying on the Edech, we're relying on her. She has to do her own homework. So she'll have to come up. And one more line, Umishum Prutzes. Also, on the other hand, also could the promiscuous woman. And between the tznuas and the prutzas, we cover a wide variety of women. What's the story there? If you're going to say, if you're going to say what? That it's not going to be a get. If you're going to say that if it's an oinus, it's a good excuse. And therefore, it's as if the tanai, as if he did come back. And therefore, it's not a valid get. Zimnin de'onus. Sometimes taka was an accident, which means that it's not a valid get. But Amr should walk around saying, like, honest, it's his fault, he didn't show up, and therefore he didn't come back in 12 months. She'll right away jump to the conclusion that she's a free woman. But Oslo and Mishal go get married, and then he comes back and tells us, oh, I got sick, I was in a coma for 6 months. The Nimtze get bottle, but now Mamzadim. And we don't want that to happen either. So the Rabbanon came in and said that even though Mahatoida, technically she's a married woman, we are going to say that what? Ain't time is only beginning and she's a free woman. We're going to set her free even though she's married. See you tomorrow.